Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of the destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on, and see the reward of the wrong ones. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent. Shalom, and welcome to His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on living and praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before, so if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to hear more, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com. If you are blessed by what you hear, please prayerfully consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all of the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you, both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience, as outlined throughout his entire word. The difference is in that we now have a better sacrifice to take away our sins, which is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishment upon himself so that we could have a fresh start clothed in his righteousness before Yahweh our Father. John chapter 1 tells us Yeshua is our Creator's Word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal his people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, his Word, is still able to heal his people today. If you have questions, please email us at hwh@hiswordheals.com. Today we are going to continue where we left off last week regarding Psalms 89. I have broken down and summarized the whole chapter into verse summaries. In verses 1 through 2, the psalmist starts out praising Yahweh as we should whenever we approach our Creator with a petition. Psalms 89:1-2, I sing of the loving commitment of Yahweh forever. With my mouth I make known your trustworthiness to all generations. For I said, loving commitment is built up forever. You establish your trustworthiness in the heavens. In verses 3 and 4, the writer quotes Yahweh's promises to King David from 2 Samuel 7:1-29. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David. I establish your seed forever and shall build up your throne to all generations. Selah. Then goes on to praise Yahweh again in verses 5 through 12. And the heavens praise your wonders, O Yahweh, your trustworthiness too, in the assembly of the set apart ones. For who in the heavens is comparable to Yahweh? Who among the sons of the mighty is like Yahweh? El is greatly feared in the company of the set-apart ones, and awesome above all those around him. O Yahweh Elohim of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Yah? And your trustworthiness is all around you. You rule the swelling of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with the arm of your strength.
The heavens are yours, and the earth is also yours. The world and all that fills it, you have founded them. North and south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. The psalmist then praises Yahweh's mighty right arm, whom we know as Yeshua, in verses 13 and 14. You have a mighty arm. Your hand is strong, your right hand exalted. Righteousness and right ruling are the foundation of your throne. Loving commitment and truth go before your face. Then, in verses 15 through 18, the psalmist blesses people, especially those who know the sounding. Blessed are the people who know the sounding. They walk, O Yahweh, in the light of your face. In your name they rejoice all day long, and they are exalted in your righteousness. For you are the comeliness of their strength, and by your good pleasure our horn is exalted. For Yahweh is our shield, and the set-apart one of Israel is our king. The King James Version says, the joyful noise, and the ISR 2009 says, the sounding. In Hebrew, of course, sounding or joyful noise are both translated as such from the Hebrew word teruah, which is Strong's 8643. As we have discussed on several past programs, this word is often translated as blast or sounding of the shofar in many scriptures, but these scriptures do not always contain the word shofar as in regards to Yom Teruah, when in fact teruah can be the blast of a shofar, but is not necessarily the blast of a shofar. It can be any joyful noise or sounding alarm which marks the beginning of the seventh month, the month containing all of the fall holy days or festivals, which are prophetic of Yeshua's second coming for his day of judgment and start of his millennial kingdom. I say all of that to show you that this psalmist is saying those that know the sounding, the teruah, are blessed. They will not be caught unawares at his second coming. That's verses 15 through 18. Then verses 19 through 24 tell of speaking in visions to Yahweh's lovingly committed one of promises to King David. Then you spoke in a vision to your lovingly committed one, and you said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my set-apart oil I anointed him. With whom my hand is established, my arm also strengthens him. No enemy subjects him to tribute, and no son of wickedness afflicts him. And I shall beat down his adversaries before his face, and plague those who hate him. But my trustworthiness and my loving commitment are with him, and in my name his horn is exalted. In verse 24, the blessings transition from David to David's exalted horn through verse 29. And I shall set his hand on the sea, and his right hand on the rivers. He calls out to me, You are my father, my El, and the rock of my deliverance. I also appoint him firstborn, highest of the kings of the earth. I guard my loving commitment for him forever, and my covenant is steadfast with him. And I shall establish his seed forever, and his throne as the days of the heavens. The Hebrew word here for horn is Strong's H7161, which means a projection such as the horns on the altar and can be a ray of light, figuratively power, emanating from someone or something. The exalted horn of David is referring to Yeshua our Messiah, of course, who would emanate or descend from King David. Then, verses 30 through 32 tell what will happen if King David's sons forsake the Torah. I believe this is speaking of his physical descendants as well as his spiritual descendants through his exalted horn, Yeshua. If his sons forsake my Torah and do not walk in my right rulings, if they profane my laws and do not guard my commands, then I shall visit their transgression with the rod and their crookedness with flogging. It says they will be flogged with the rod, i.e., chastised, corrected, punished to bring back into obedience to his Torah or house rules. Verses 33 through 37, however, go on to quote 2 Samuel 7 again, in that even in spite of King David's sons' sins, both spiritual and physical, their disobedience, Yahweh does not take away his love from David's horn and does not change what comes out of his, Yahweh's, mouth, and he, Yahweh, does not lie. But my loving commitment I do not take away from him, nor be false to my trustworthiness. I shall not profane my covenant, neither would I change what has gone out from my lips. Once I have sworn by my set-apartness, I do not lie to David. His seed shall be forever, and his throne as the sun before me. Like the moon, it is established forever, and the witness in the heaven is steadfast, Selah. Yet verses 38 through 45 go on to describe Yahweh's anger at the disobedience of all Israel and details the rod with which Yahweh is flogging his people, in that their adversaries are exalted and David's crown is defiled. Yet you have rejected and spurned, you have been wroth with your anointed, you have disowned the covenant of your servant, you have defiled his diadem in the dust, you have broken down all his hedges, you have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass by the way plunder him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Moreover, you have turned back the edge of his sword and have not made him stand in battle. You have brought an end to his splendor and have hurled his throne to the ground. You have shortened the days of his youth and you have covered him with shame. Selah. Then, in verses 46 through 49, the psalmist asks how long Yahweh's rejection of his people will last, reminding him of his promises of loving kindnesses to David in his truth and telling him of the reproaches David's enemies are reproaching against him in verses 50 through 51. How long, O Yahweh, would you be hidden? Would your wrath burn like fire forever? Please remember how short my time is. Why should you have created all the sons of men for nothing? What man would live and not see death, who rescues his life from the power of Sheol? Selah. Where are your former loving commitments, which you swore to David in your trustworthiness? Remember the reproach of your servants that I have borne in my bosom of all the many peoples with which your enemies have reproached, O Yahweh, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. He closes in verse 52 by blessing Yahweh forever and ever. Blessed be Yahweh forever. Amen and amen. In summary, Yahweh does not change what comes out of his mouth. His promises to King David and all of Israel still stand, both to the nation and house of Judah, and to the nation and house of Israel. Both the natural and grafted-in branches through Yeshua, our Messiah. He may be, or may have been, angry with us for our disobedience to Torah, which without repentance and covering of our sins, by Yeshua, will lead to his rod of correction, yet he will not forsake us and remove any of his promises from us forever if we accept his correction and repent and return to obedience in Messiah. His promises do not change and will stand for eternity. Praise Yahweh and Hallelujah. Baruch Abba B'Shem Yahweh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh to restore all things and reestablish and reunite his kingdom under the righteous rule of Yeshua our Messiah, the right hand of Yahweh. Blessed is the servant who knows and hears the sounding, the teruah, announcing the coming of his kingdom. May we all be found watching, waiting, obeying, and listening for his teruah. We will now close by praying in agreement with Psalms 118:1 through 119, verse 60. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, because his loving commitment is everlasting. Let Israel now say, his loving commitment is everlasting. Let the house of Aaron now say, his loving commitment is everlasting. Let those who fear Yahweh now say, his loving commitment is everlasting. I called on Yah in distress. Yah answered me in a broad place. Yahweh is on my side. I do not fear what man does to me. Yahweh is for me among those helping me. Therefore I look on those hating me. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me. In the name of Yahweh I shall cut them off. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. In the name of Yahweh shall I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They were extinguished like burning thorns. In the name of Yahweh I shall cut them off. Pushing the enemy pushed me to fall, but Yahweh helped me. Yah is my strength and song, and he has become my deliverance. The voice of rejoicing and deliverance is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of Yahweh is doing mightily. The right hand of Yahweh is exalted. The right hand of Yahweh acts mightily. Let me not die, but live, and declare the works of Yah. Yah has punished me severely, but did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I enter through them, and I thank Yah. This is the gate of Yahweh. The righteous enter through it. I thank you, for you have answered me and have become my deliverance. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was from Yahweh, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day Yahweh has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I pray, O Yahweh, please save us now. I pray, O Yahweh, please send prosperity. Blessed is he who is coming in the name of Yahweh. He shall bless you from the house of Yahweh. Yahweh is El, and he gave us light. Bind the festival offering with cords to the horns of the slaughter place. You are my El, and I praise you. You are my Elohim, and I exalt you. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving commitment is everlasting. Blessed are the perfect in the way, who walk in the Torah of Yahweh. Blessed are those who observe his witnesses, who seek him with all their heart. Yes, they shall do no unrighteousness. They shall walk in his ways. You have commanded us to guard your orders diligently. Oh, that my ways were established to guard your laws! Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commands. I thank you with uprightness of heart. When I learn the right rulings of your righteousness, I guard your laws. Oh, do not leave me entirely. How would a young man cleanse his path to guard it according to your word? I have sought you with all my heart. Let me not stray from your commands. I have treasured up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Yahweh. Teach me your laws. With my lips I have recounted all the right rulings of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the ways of your witnesses, as over all riches. I meditate on your orders and regard your ways. I delight myself in your laws. I do not forget your word. Do good to your servant. Let me live, and I guard your word. Open my eyes that I might see wonders from your Torah. I am a sojourner in the earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My being is crushed with longing for your right rulings at all times. You rebuked the proud, cursed ones, who are straying from your commands. Remove from me reproach and scorn, for I have observed your witnesses. Though princes sat speaking against me, your servant meditates on your laws. Your witnesses also are my delight, my counselors. My being has been clinging to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have recounted my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your laws. Make me understand the way of your orders, that I might meditate on your wonders. My being has wept from grief. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of falsehood, and favor me with your Torah. I have chosen the way of truth. Your right rulings I have held level. I have clung to your witnesses. O Yahweh, do not put me to shame. I run the way of your commands, for you enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Yahweh, the way of your laws, and I observe it to the end. Make me understand, that I might observe your Torah, and guard it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commands, for I have delighted in it. Incline my heart to your witnesses, and not to my own gain. Turn away my eyes from looking at falsehood, and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant, which leads to the fear of you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your right rulings are good. I have longed for your orders. Revive me in your righteousness, and let your loving commitments come to me. O Yahweh, your deliverance according to your word, so that I answer my reprover, for I have trusted in your word. And do not take away from my mouth the word of truth entirely, for I have waited for your right rulings, that I might guard your Torah continually, forever and ever, that I might walk in a broad place, for I have sought your orders. that I might speak of your witnesses before kings, and not be ashamed, that I might delight myself in your commands which I have loved, that I might lift up my hands to your commands which I have loved, while I meditate on your laws. Remember the word to your servant, on which you have caused me to wait. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have utterly scorned me, and I did not turn aside from your Torah. I remembered your right rulings of old, O Yahweh, and I comfort myself. Rage has seized me because of the wrong who forsake your Torah. Your laws have been my songs in the place of my sojournings. I have remembered your name in the night, O Yahweh, and I guard your Torah. This has become mine because I have observed your orders. You are my portion, O Yahweh. I have promised to guard your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Show me favor according to your word. I have thought upon my ways and turned my feet to your witnesses. I have hurried and did not delay to guard your commands. The cords of the wrong have surrounded me. Your Torah I have not forgotten. At midnight I rise to give thanks to you for your righteous right rulings. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those guarding your orders. O Yahweh, your loving commitment has filled the earth. Teach me your laws. You have done good to your servant, O Yahweh, according to your word. Teach me good sense and knowledge, for I have trusted in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I myself was going astray, but now I have guarded your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your laws. The proud have forged a lie against me. With all my heart I observe your orders. Their heart has become like fat, without feeling. I have delighted in your Torah. It was good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your laws. The Torah of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands have made me and formed me. Make me understand that I might learn your commands. Those who fear you, see me and rejoice, for I have waited for your word. I know, O Yahweh, that your right rulings are righteous, and in trustworthiness you have afflicted me. Please let your loving commitment be my comfort according to your word to your servant. Let your compassions come to me that I might live, for your Torah is my delight. Let the proud be put to shame, for with lies they perverted me, but I study your orders. Let those who fear you turn to me, and those who know your witnesses. Let my heart be perfect in your laws, so that I am not put to shame. For your deliverance my being has pined away, for I have waited for your word. My eyes have pined away for your word, saying, when would it comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke. Your laws I have not forgotten. How many are the days of your servant? When do you execute right ruling on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your Torah. All your commands are trustworthy. They have persecuted me with lies. Help me. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your orders. Revive me according to your loving commitment, that I might guard the witness of your mouth. Forever, O Yahweh, your word stands firm in the heavens. Your trustworthiness is to all generations. You established the earth, and it stands. According to your right rulings, they have stood to this day, for all are your servants. If your Torah had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Let me never forget your orders, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me, O Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, my Savior, for I have sought your orders. May it be so, O Yahweh, for myself, my family, and all those listening to this broadcast, and praying in agreement with your word. Enable us by the indwelling and filling of us with your set-apart Spirit. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Goodbye for now, and Yah willing, I look forward to praying in agreement with Yahweh's word with all of you again next week. Again, if this is your first time listening in, please download and listen to our preceding programs at www.hiswordheals.com. You can also download other free items from that website as well. Two of our books and a free Healing Scriptures CD can be downloaded there. You can also order hard copies of the books and the CD. Until next week, blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.